Angela Inglis reads two of her poems. One is a meditation on events in the mid-90s in Srebrenica, and the other is about events closer to home more recently.
Flight from Srebrenica, July 1995. I sat by Helston's swimming pool and watched some London children with Cornish friends stand side by side, hold hands and fall, one by one, splashing and screaming with delight. In Srebrenica, the Muslims, enticed by men disguised as Chetniks, emerged with hope from dugouts. They fell, shot, one by one. At night, the men, their wives and children torn away like rags, prepared to march. By day, they fed on leaves with salt, snatched their sleep. Some man with a hand grenade destroyed himself, yelling, "Home is where I want to be." The other men marched on and on, their skull skin paper thin, tight. Those men who made the Tuzla camp were met with tears. The headline read, "The Ghosts of War Return." A man stared out, his daughters held his arms and wept. They would not let him go. Tavistock Square, July 2006. His limbs are sinewy, one shoulder bare. Sitting cross-legged, flowers on his knees, Mahatma Gandhi's spirit fills the square. A dhoti, soft to the eye, worn with flair, elegantly enfolds this man of peace. His limbs are sinewy, one shoulder bare. He taught non-violence, to bless and spare us from the brute within, to seek release. Mahatma Gandhi's spirit fills the square. This love bred hatred and his death, but where his spirit lives and love prevails, it heals. His limbs are sinewy, one shoulder bare. This shrine escaped the bomb. Since then, our prayer is for the maimed and dead, for those who grieve. Mahatma Gandhi's spirit fills the square. A candle flickers at his feet. We dare to hope like him, that war and violence cease. His limbs are sinewy, one shoulder bare. Mahatma Gandhi's spirit fills the square.